The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your labor as yourself." Jesus replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because of the scholar wishes to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my labor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw the victim, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw the victim, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon the victim was moved with compassion at his sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged him. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" The scholar answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Is our labor? Is the question being asked. In a simple way, a good example of Samaritan man, we got the answer. It's the one who do goodness to our labor. Is the real labor. That means a selfish person cannot be a labor to anybody. It just a labor for himself. But Jesus came on earth to share with us this message of unity in the Blessed Trinity. The second reading. It's so clear to Colossians that Jesus Christ is the head of the body. We are part of his body. We share his life. We think that Jesus gave us the Eucharist so that we can really share his life. When we have received the Holy Communion, Jesus himself come into our life, or we become another Christ. That's what Paul was saying. Today is not that I live, but Jesus lives in me. In this sense, it's easier to treat our neighbor. Because whomever you meet, Jesus is present in that person. Jesus promised once, he says, whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. So this list is not that someone who liked you. Even someone doesn't like you. still Jesus is present in that person. You might ask, Jesus won't be that kind of person or persecuting you. Yes, Jesus is still present in that person, but Jesus suffer in that person. What Jesus expect? No judgment. 70 times 7 to forgive, but just to treat one another as we treat Jesus. I remember once I was doing voluntary work in England where I was as a student. I was working in an old age home. There was a gentleman who was not easy to treat, to serve him. Many of my companions told me, be careful of that person because he's very annoying. In the beginning, I took this message. So I treat him in a very, in a certain sense, not a very gentle way. But eventually, the word of the Lord come to my mind. Whatever you do to the least, you do it to me. I ask myself, if Jesus is here, what I would treat him should be different. So in this sense, it changed my mind and I treat him in a better way. And this is how I change gradually on a daily basis. Not that I can be perfect one day, but I know that God is calling each one of us to be perfect as God the Father is perfect. That means there are lots of space for us to grow, lots of space to change. This is what we are given, all this time. This time is to make us better person. Through different experiences with people, we grow. We grow in His love. It's not easy to forgive 7 times 7. It's not easy to treat someone in a good way if he doesn't or return. We don't do much better for that person. But that's not the purpose of Jesus. Jesus come on earth. He himself, first of all, he loves us unconditionally. He's the first one to love us so that he just challenges us to love like himself. That's why before at the last supper, he said, I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. So we ask, we need the grace. We need to humiliate ourselves, be humble, ask this grace. Many times, we presume we know many things, but we don't live up to what is taught to us. So this Mass, we ask the Holy Spirit to give us the light, to understand the word, who is our neighbor. And also in a better understanding, Jesus' presence in you, in other persons. We need to have this grace to understand. And also finally, we need the grace to live up to our call. So that's what the first reading. Moses is telling people, the word of God is already in your mouth and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out. This for Moses, to the people of Israel. Today, we have a better understanding what it means. So we ask Jesus to give us this grace to start again on a daily basis, to live well every present moment. That's a moment that we can do the will of God for each one of us.